It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. Thank you for joining us for lunch. Today is October 18th, 2024. 18 days and counting until Election Day. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. Stress levels will be a little elevated on that day for me. Let's jump right into the birthdays, shall we? Zac Efron, 37. Jean-Claude Van Damme, 64. Lindsay Vonn, 39. She was the first American woman to win an Olympic gold medal in downhill skiing. Good for her. That's cool. Also on this day in history, we try to, I leave a lot of them out just because it's so boring, but I try to pick the best ones. In 1867, the U.S. purchased Alaska from Russia. I think that's pretty significant, don't you? 1961, West Side Story was released in theaters in the U.S., probably all over the world for that matter. 1931, Al Capone was sentenced to 11 years in prison for income tax evasion. And he did those, at least some of them, maybe all of them, in Alcatraz. So that would have been awful, really. 1898, Puerto Rico was turned over to the U.S. following the Spanish-American War. Let's jump into the news, folks. We've got breaking news. This one from TMZ. Liam Payne, One Direction star, dead at 31, fell from hotel balcony. When I originally saw this headline, I was like, yeah, this guy was on that TV show One Direction. I guess it's a band. I don't know. I know it's like a teen thing. Notice how the story, the sub headline says, fell from hotel balcony and not jumped from hotel balcony or leaped. This stinks is what I'm getting at. But this happened in Argentina. Yeah, in Buenos Aires, I believe. Whenever I hear about someone going over a balcony, I am instantly suspicious. But sorry to hear that. I'm sure he had a bunch of friends and family that are really struggling now, so my condolences go out to them. We've got one from CNN. How a surprise encounter ended up in the death of Hamas's leader. So this guy was Yahya Sinwar, and apparently he was the IDF's most wanted man since October 7th, 2023. And what happened was they didn't really seek. I mean, they were trying to find him, but this was not because they were able to seek him out and find him. They just happened to find him during a routine ground patrol in Rafah. That's in a town in the Gaza Strip. Apparently there's drone footage of it. If you're into this stuff, just Google that, I guess. But yeah, depending on what side you're on, that's good news. I think it's good news. Here's one from TMZ. Jay Cutler busted for DUI and gun possession in Tennessee. This is like nothing. I mean, the gun thing, it was just a charge because he had alcohol in his blood. It's not, they make it sound, a gun charge. So here's a guy who's probably used to carrying a little sidearm, goes to, stop somewhere, probably leaves it in his console, goes in, has a drink with his buddies, shoots a game of pool or two maybe, and gets pulled over, and now he's on the lunch show. Unbelievable. But apparently he played for the Broncos, Bears, and Dolphins, and Vanderbilt. So interesting stuff. Sounds like he's out living his life to me, you know? All right, we've got some old ship news. I'm sure the ladies are like, yay. I am a ocean liner nerd, and I was on YouTube yesterday and saw some heading about Titanic 2 launching in 2024. Did a little research, and that's false. But there is actually a Titanic 2 that is planning to launch in 2027. Here is the data that we have so far. Scheduled launch date. The replica of the luxury liner that sank in 1912 is scheduled to set sail in June 2027. The builder is Blue Star Line, led by Australian billionaire Clive Palmer. The ship will begin its voyage in Southampton, England, and then head to Cherbourg, France, before sailing to New York. I probably butchered that French town's name. Size, the ship will be 833 feet long and 105 feet wide. That's the beam. Slightly wider than the original. Capacity, the ship will have a capacity of 2,345 passengers spread across 9 decks with 835 cabins. Yeah. Would you go for a ride on that? Would you cross the Atlantic on that? Put it in the comments. I definitely would. In a heartbeat. You know, while we're on the topic of ships, we've got another big one, actually. We're really nerding out on ocean liners today. This one is from a YouTube channel called What's Going On With Shipping. And when I say nerd, like, everyone involved in this little, yeah, not that that guy's a nerd, but yeah. The SS United States to be sunk. Yes, apparently the SS United States, and I actually saw it going over a bridge in Philadelphia a couple decades ago, believe it or not. But I was not able to get up close to it. The ship was built in 1952. It would do 44 miles per hour. And to give you an idea how fast that is, go out in a boat and bring your speed up to 44 miles per hour. And just imagine an ocean liner going that speed. It's absolutely incredible. It still holds the record for the fastest transatlantic crossing. So, but it's in Philly right now. And they are going to take it down to Florida on the Gulf side and sink it and make an artificial reef out of it. So that is good news. That part of it right there is good news. I just don't understand why these big shot billionaires like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Michael Dell, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, why can't they all just pitch in and save this? It's the SS United States, for God's sakes. But, you know, you're probably thinking, Michael Dell, why is he in there? He's one of those guys. No one ever talks about him, really, when you're talking about billionaires. Do you guess what he's worth? Take a guess. $108 billion. $108.1 billion. I mean, that point one is $100 million. Okay, so, yeah, that is pretty cool. At least they're not scrapping it for steel. You know what I mean? Then there will be no trace of it. Like, you'll still be able to go see this ship if you're a scuba diver. Actually, you can go fish. There will it'll be good fishing around there too. So it will be the largest artificial reef in the world once they do that, once they sink her. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left, and that's good news because it's our last story. Always good news at the end of our episodes, always has been. Before we do that, though, I just want to say subscribe to the show, please. It's really not that difficult. Or just leave a comment, you know. Email me. Email me at chad@thelunchshow.com. All right, here we go. We actually have two of them. This one's for the ladies out there. This is from Good News Network. Pilot of rescue flight for pets impacted by hurricanes adopts kitten, finding, quote, love at 30,000 feet. There's a great photo of this guy in the cockpit with this kitten. You know, shouldn't he be focusing on like flying the plane? I don't know. Look, at least he found love at 30,000 feet. It's a great picture, and it's a cute cat. It really is. But yeah, I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, get it out of here, or else I'll keep it, you know. But that's awesome. We actually have a second one here, also from Good News Network. I'm a sea turtle guy, and I think because I've never heard of someone being attacked by a sea turtle, so I, you know, and they're cool. But six rare turtles blown off course are returned to original habitat thanks to Royal Navy. I guess they got out in the Atlantic Ocean. They're supposed to be like south of England. And they got out in the Atlantic Ocean, were cold. They weren't even like moving or anything. And they pulled them up on the ships and brought them back to their own habitat. So that is super cool. And just six turtles. I mean, they didn't have to do that. That was a great gesture. I'm not a turtle Nazi, though. You got to watch the turtle Nazis. They will. You even look at one of those nests on the beach wrong, they'll, you know, you got to watch them because they're watching you. They're like the Secret Service of sea turtle nests. I hope they're better than the U.S. Secret Service. I'll tell you that. All right, folks. That's it for this episode. I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Don't go out drinking and driving like an idiot. Do everything else. Do all the drugs and alcohol you want, but don't get in a car. You know, don't make anybody else pay. Until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.